Van Hollen joined police chiefs and district attorneys at a Waukesha news conference to rattle off a list of cuts in Doyle's budget. The attorney general says he's concerned about the governor's plan to allow for the early release of some nonviolent prisoners and about Doyle's proposal to scale back GPS monitoring of sex offenders. Van Hollen says he's also concerned with the governor's plans to trim the shared revenue that local governments use to pay police officers and with Doyle's proposal to cut funding for district attorneys.
There are across the board cuts that are showing that public safety isn't the number one concern that he has expressed it to be. I hope that wasn't his intention.
This appearance was a little out of the ordinary for Van Hollen. Even though he's the state's top elected Republican and Doyle the state's top Democrat, the attorney general has not made a habit of attacking the governor.
Unfortunately, I think we have crossed a line now where we are so focused on special interest funding in the budget that we lose sight of the primary purpose of government.
When asked about Van Hollen's remarks, Doyle largely brushed them off.
I was attorney general for 12 years, and I've had to make a lot of very hard decisions as governor, but people can be assured I'm not making the state less safe.
Doyle says corrections officers support his plan to release some nonviolent offenders early because it gives inmates an incentive to behave well behind bars. And while the governor says he appreciates the work of district attorneys, given the state of the economy, he thinks most people would be happy to take a DA's pay right now. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.